you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, it is officially baseball season, which means no more podcasts where we're talking only about how the Giants might get Stanton or might get Ohtani or what they might do in center field or reacting to emergency signings with emergency podcasts. We are back to kind of the normal routine here where we have players around and it'll be based a lot on interviews. So I wanted to start a little bit with a bang, and I think we did hear the first guest of the 2018 season is Buster Posey. I sat down with him at FanFest. We talked about a lot of things, about how he recruited Ohtani and what he thought of McCutchen and Longoria and lineup protection that he now has. And then we talked a little bit about his legacy and really the fact that he is in his 30s now. So this is kind of, you know, the window's closing a little bit, and I think he realizes that. And you could sense that at FanFest with guys. They realize that this is a chance for them to really go out there and make their mark once more and convince ownership that they were right to not rebuild. I think there was a lot of fire at FanFest. It was interesting to sit down with guys and kind of get their opinions on things. It is a very motivated group, and we'll see that, I'm sure, starting this week as they report to Scottsdale, and we'll see what it leads to. But right now they're all saying the right things, and I think they're all in the right frame of mind. So we'll get to much more baseball down the line. I did want to get to a couple other things to plug. Whether you're new or old or been here since the beginning, I think this is year three of the podcast. So, as always, I ask that you subscribe if you can. That helps us, and leave a rating on iTunes if you can. That's always appreciated. During the spring, I'm planning on having two podcasts a week for the most part. So subscribe. You will have those when you wake up in the morning. And I think you will not be disappointed with some of the guests that I've already taped and some of the guests that we have lined up. And then one more thing, just for spring training, I think this is something I wanted to plug. I'm going to be doing a lot on Instagram, which is the same as my Twitter handle. It's the same as Facebook. It is Pavlovich NBCS. And I think it's just a good thing for spring training, especially where during the day we're watching these guys go through their whole day. And I think it'll be fun to document. So if you don't follow there, that would be a good place to go and follow my coverage there as well. But we'll start here with the podcast. Like I said, Buster Posey, the first guest. Many more to come, not just this spring, but this season. Buster Posey, you are the face of the franchise here. You have been, and you watch in the offseason as the Giants bring in the face of Tampa's franchise, the face of Pittsburgh's franchise. What was just your immediate reaction to seeing what the front office did?
I was thrilled and still somewhat surprised we were able to get those guys. I mean, as you mentioned, those are guys that have been the face of their franchise for a decade now, and couldn't be more excited about learning how they tick, maybe learning something from them, and just being their teammates and hopefully winning a lot of ball games together.
One thing Bochy told us a lot last year in the second half, I mean, anytime anybody asked him about your numbers, he said, look, there's the team's banged up. There's not a lot of protection for them. Do you believe in that concept of whether it's McCutchen in front of you and Longoria behind or you guys protecting each other?
Yeah, you know, I think the way that I try to approach it is no matter what, try to be ready to hit. I think you can get in trouble if you start making excuses for yourself or, you know, making things a little bit too complicated. So, again, those guys are huge additions to our lineup, no doubt. But for me, I'm going to try to keep it simple and go up and get a pitch that I can hit and do something with.
These guys are superstars of the game. The offseason started with different chases. I mean, Stanton, Ohtani, I know you were in that Ohtani meeting. What was it like trying to recruit him a little bit? And then also, did you get involved at all with trying to get Stanton over here to convince him to be a Giant?
No, I didn't. I didn't have any involvement with Stanton. But Ohtani, as you mentioned, it was an interesting process. It's fun, you know, to do different things like that and see how, you know, obviously with a translator, it makes things a little bit more difficult to carry on a conversation because you have to stop every so often. It's a good thing that I don't talk a ton because then it would really be tough. You know, I think, as you mentioned, it started off with that, but turning into to bring in McCutchen, Longoria, and picking up Austin Jackson, is couldn't be more excited.
I think the last two or three years, you've at times been that recruiter, and I know fans always get excited when they see that you're in a meeting or you flew somewhere to meet with Lester or Ohtani. Is that a role you embrace? Is that something the front office brought
to you?
Well,
I told Bobby Evans that I'm 0-for, so I'm out for recruiting now. I think I'm like 0-for-3 or 0-for-4, so it might be time to bring in a different recruiter. I care deeply about the organization, and I'm very appreciative that the organization tries to put a winning product on the field year in and year out. And so if I'm asked to do that, I'm going to do what I can to try to help them accomplish and for us to accomplish what we want to ultimately do, is win a lot of games and get to the postseason and win a championship. So if they think it's helpful, then I'll be there.
I'm sure they're still going to draw you into those meetings and try to do that. Just standing in the hallway waiting for you, I see Chris Stratton, I see Bumgarner, and see the starting staff start to walk through. As you get away for the offseason and try to take a vacation, hang out with the family, how much are you still thinking about what you want to do with these guys the next year and pitch sequences and things they might do to get better?
Yeah, as you mentioned, I think there definitely needs to be a time that you get away a little bit. I think, you know, the last couple of weeks is really when my mind starts to kind of ramp up and starts thinking about stuff like that. And then you got to see what guys are featuring in spring training, and you know, somebody might pick up a different pitch or you know, a little bit extra velo on their fastball. So I think there's only so much you can do with the information that you gathered from the years past. You've got to somewhat reevaluate each spring.
I remember last year, I think it was, you made a point to catch Beattie once and just get comfortable with him. And now Andrew Suarez is going to be in that mix too. And you know, Stratton and Block and these guys. What do you think just of the potential of this group and what you can do to help them? It's going to be a young back end of the rotation. So mm-hmm. I think a lot of it will probably be on their catcher to help them out.
Sure. Yeah, I think it will. It'll be my job and Hundley's job to try to help, you know, bring them along and make them as comfortable as possible. I think that we're going to have those guys step up. I mean, it's not going to be just – we're not going to need them to just come up and kind of be okay. We need them to be good. And I think that needs to be something that's relayed to them early on, is like, hey, guys, like, it's time for you to contribute and help win a championship, not just be here and hang on and be here. It's time to understand that you're a Major League Baseball player and you're going to help us win. And I'm sure that's their mindset already. But sometimes, you know, as a young player, you're so caught up in, I just want to stay in the big leagues. I just want to, you know, it's great to be here. And it is. But when you can get over that ledge of having that mindset to, all right, I'm here to win every single day and I know I can win, that's when I think you really make some headway.
You talk so much, and everybody has, about winning and getting back there. Last season, 98 losses. Everybody knows what happened. But what would be your message to this group? Is the most important thing that they have to do to make sure that there's not a repeat of what happened last year?
Most important thing. Man, when you have that many losses, there's a lot of things. I think the main thing would just be just belief. You know, obviously, you can't change what happened last year, but just belief that this group is extremely talented and coming in with the mindset that you know, we're gonna make what happened last year. You can't make it go away, but we're gonna try to, you know, correct the path that we're on and believe that that we've got the group that can make that happen.
You're in your 30s now, so I think people look at the prime years and you're still there. There was some thought at the end of the season that maybe the front office should take a step back a little bit and get some younger players in here. And mm-hmm. a lot of teams have done that with success. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a concern with you that maybe this front office would do that and just try to build the farm system a little bit?
Well, I mean, you know, when you look at where we were in the beginning of September, yeah, it's hard for it not to go through your mind. But with the relationships I've developed with, you know, Bobby Evans and Sabian and Boach over the years, you know, they made it clear that they're not, that's not the route they were going. I can't be more appreciative than just to tell them thank you. You know, I mean, as you mentioned, there's some great organizations that are tearing it down and starting over and bringing in young talent. And I think there's such a good relationship between the fan base and the players and the front office that we all want this thing to work together. And obviously we as players didn't do our job last year. But hopefully, you know, we're getting another chance to do that as a group and we can make the most of that.
Did you feel the need at all, given the way the year went, to go up to those guys and say, look, give this group another chance. This is still a team that can win.
I didn't, just because I know, I mean, I know how they feel. And again, it's, you look at the way the landscape of baseball across the, you know, the 30 teams right now, and that's not normal. I mean, it's, I don't know how many other teams out there, if any other team would have done, made the moves that they made with the season we had last year. So we're fortunate to, as players, to play for the Giants.
My final question for you, and this sounds crazy to say, but this is going to be your 10th big league season. A lot accomplished yeah. in the postseason individually as a team. Have you had a chance to take a step back at all and think about what you've done, but also what you still want to accomplish and what you want your legacy to be when you're done?
Yeah, it's I mean, I think you evaluate every year. It's an interesting time for me, as you mentioned. I mean, I'm turning 31 right before the season starts. And so, I mean, who knows how many more years you have to play, but it's a little bit of a different feel than when you're 23 or 24 and you've got, you know, you hope so many years ahead of you. For me, it's the same thing. I want to try to win a championship or how many ever you can, but the difference now is understanding that the amount of time that I have to play is so different from when I was 23 or 24 years old. So I want to soak it up and enjoy it and enjoy my teammates and help it be a good experience for my kids. I got tired of telling them we lost last year every time when they got woke up in the morning.
Well, it sounds like you're ready to tell them something different this year. Buster, yep. Thank you for taking the time.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.